Hello, everyone. Welcome to part two of Chatterbox, where your readers are me, Marianne Penn, and as usual, I am joined by John Francis. We have more news items, information desk, and another feature.
Yes, hello there. So we begin part two with information desk, and today there are six items. And first of all, as you may be aware, we have another election coming up. And this time it's to replace the Police and Crime Commissioner. The McGonagall Reader is the tactile voting device with audio features included so that you can listen to who the candidates are in secret before you cast your vote. And it's available for people to use at these forthcoming elections so they can cast their vote secretly and independently. Voting will take place at polling stations on Thursday, the 16th of July. The McGonagall readers can be booked, depending on where in the county you are, by contacting your local council. Apparently, you can book it right up to election day, but it's probably best if people do it before then, so there's time for it to be arranged. Now, the councils offering this service are as follows. Broadland District Council and South Norfolk Council, both at the Horizon Centre, Peachman Way, Broadland Business Park, Norwich NR70WF. The website is elections@southnorfolkandbroadland.gov.uk. The telephone number for Broadland is 01603 431133, and for South Norfolk it's free phone 0800 389 6109. Now for Norwich City Council, the address of course is City Hall, St Peter's Street, Norwich NR21NH, and their website is elections@norwich.gov.uk. And the telephone number is 0344 980 3333. And Great Yarmouth Borough Council is at Town Hall, Hall Plain, Great Yarmouth, NR30 2QF. Their website, elections@great-yarmouth.gov.uk, or call 01493 846 327. So if anyone wishes to make use of the reader in these areas, they should contact the council direct to arrange it.
This week's care tip. Many people are unaware that if they or a loved one qualify for local authority funded care or NHS continuing healthcare funding, they may have more choice over their care arrangements than they realise. Rather than simply accepting the care provider offered by the council or NHS, you can ask whether you are eligible to receive your funding as a direct payment through social services or a personal health budget through the NHS. This can give you greater control over who provides your care and how it is delivered. By managing your funding in this way, you may be able to choose a care provider that best suits your needs and preferences, arrange a care at times that works for you, access more personalized support, and select from a wider range of care options, including live-in care. For example, some families choose to work with a fully managed CQC registered care agencies, while others prefer an introductory care service such as Able Community Care, which can offer a more tailored approach to finding a suitable live-in carer. Every situation is different, and eligibility criteria apply. But it is worth knowing that you can ask about these options and discuss them with a social worker, care coordinator, or NHS assessor. Understanding your rights could help you secure the care solution that works best for you or your loved one.
And now we have some forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, and they're held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Indoor tennis sessions with a tennis coach at Eastern Tennis Centre on Mondays from 10:30 to 11:30. Sessions are free of charge and all equipment will be supplied. A minibus will leave at 10 a.m. from Vision Norfolk Bradbury Activity Centre and return by approximately 12 noon. The next session will be on Monday, the 20th of July. Booking is essential, so call Helen or Mark if you are interested. And there'll be no sessions in August, but we'll be back again Monday, the 7th of September.
Why not join the Norwich Creative Writing Group? With the guidance of an experienced and knowledgeable helper, the Creative Writing Group searches for new ways to help you express your inner voice. It meets on the third Tuesday of the month from 2 o'clock to 3:45 p.m. And the next meeting is on Tuesday, the 21st of July.
In case you've missed them, here are Vision Norfolk's contact details again. You can ring Mark or Helen on 01603 573000, extension 341, or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.